Good morning. Overnight, a cold front made its way from the eastern Great Lakes through the central part of our area, but showers and thunderstorms associated with the front diminished considerably during the pre-dawn hours. As a result, mainly dry weather across the region this morning, with a lot of clouds passing by as the front makes its way through the rest of the region, tracking toward the eastern seaboard. On this track, we'll have a drying trend and an increasing westerly breeze today, which will usher in lower humidity. So we'll have mostly sunny skies carrying us through the morning and into the afternoon, with highs reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s. High pressure will settle overhead tonight, and it will be refreshing with low humidity and partly cloudy skies back into the 50s. Tomorrow, the humidity will build right back in, out ahead of the next system heading in our direction. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds. It'll get a bit sticky in the afternoon, with highs in the middle 80s. We run the risk at a late-day shower or thunderstorm, especially as we head towards central New York with that system's approach. It'll move through late in the evening on Friday night and into the early morning hours on Saturday. That's when we have the highest chance of more showers and thunderstorms for everyone. And even on Saturday morning, some leftover clouds and showers, especially in New England. The trend during the day on Saturday, though, will be for increasing sunshine behind this system as temperatures reach up toward the 80-degree mark. High pressure will build in Saturday evening and overnight, and a comfortable start Sunday morning and a beautiful afternoon with lots of sunshine and highs in the lower 80s. The next in a series of weak disturbances will head our way for the early part of next week, with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and a couple of leftover showers and storms on Tuesday in the lower to mid 80s and highs in the lower 80s with lots of sunshine on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of far southeastern Nebraska, far northeastern Kansas, northwest Missouri, and southern Iowa. Moderate to high levels of instability coupled with decent wind shear will be favorable for supercells with large hail in the first couple of hours of the storm cycle today. This is when cells are most likely to be discrete. Strong speed shear in the low levels may result in a couple of tornadoes with the more dominant supercells. As storm coverage quickly increases, the transition to a linear structure is expected as cells line out along a front. Due to this, wind damage is expected to increase toward early evening. A heavy rainfall event is expected to materialize over the upper Midwest from eastern Nebraska to Wisconsin through tonight. A potent disturbance aloft and a deepening surface low will have a plethora of deep moisture available, and the convergence along the associated front and mid-level ascent will allow for multiple thunderstorm complexes to form and bring a few inches of rain. Flood watches are already in effect for these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 50 degrees with a west wind at 58 miles per hour, gusting to 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 60, 81% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 38 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 68, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 2.44 inches, which is 1.14 inches above average. And 11.16 inches for the year, which is 4.92 inches of precipitation below average. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 12. That's 12 above average. And 135 for the season, which is 81 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 55. the record high 94 set in 1947, and the record low 36 in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, more humid, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible in the mid-80s. More showers and storms Friday night, and a leftover shower Saturday morning, then increasing sun Saturday afternoon with highs around 80. Mostly sunny Sunday in the lower 80s, scattered showers and storms Monday, lower 80s, the risk of a shower or storm on Tuesday in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny in the lower 80s again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.